Blog Talk Radio.
Macaulay Matthew, I'm of course Ray Mamo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey.
What's going on?
Good.
I'm doing okay. You know, just a typical Sunday evening. Of course, I'm going to talk about you know, spring training. Spring training starting for both teams yesterday. We're also going to talk mostly about the Knicks. And actually, we're going to talk about, you know, sports entertainment with the whole 221 and the Cena rebuttal. We'll definitely get into that. And also the TNA's counter-strike with the 333-11 spoof. But first, I'm going to start off with some serious news. I just found on the internet that Baseball Hall of Famer and world champion with the 55 Dodgers and the 59 LA Dodgers, Duke Snyder, he's passed away at the age of 84 years old. So
yeah,
condolences go out to his family. And he, of course, he's a multiple-time All-Star. You know, he was one of the original Boys of Summer, won that only championship in Brooklyn in '55, debuted in '47 with with Jackie, and he was a runner-up in the 55 MVP. But of course, he's one of the top three center fielders in the 50s in New York with Nick, Willie Mays, and of course him. So now the outfield loses another center field great. So now Willie Mays is the only sole survivor of the legendary center field trio of the 50s. So I think what you say? I'm sorry. I apologize.
No. You say that he's the Dodgers' all-time home run and RBI leader, and he'll surely be missed.
He's a seven-time All-Star, and his last one was with the Mets when he retired.
Yeah.
So baseball, lost another legend.
He was 84 years old, right?
I believe so. Let me check again to confirm that, but I assume he is 84 last time I checked. Yep, 84 years old.
Dad.
Yeah, it's messed up. And now he's in the Cooperstown, in disguise now.
Yeah. What did he pass die from? Natural causes?
Yeah, natural causes. He was inducted in 1980.
And my condolences to his family. Duke Snider. MLB Hall of Famer. A bum.
Brooklyn bum.
Yeah. Or them bums. That's what they call them, right? Them bums?
Yep. Exactly. And he was also known as the Duke of Flatbush.
Yeah, Duke of Flatbush, yeah. He'll be missed.
He definitely will. Now he's playing with Hill and Jackie up there.
Yeah. Trying to beat the Yankees. The old in heaven.
Yep. But moving on to the less somber news, guess we'll switch gears to the successor of the National League team, the Mets. They played a split squad game. They split. They won 5-4 to the Braves. They won against the owner of Fred Wilpon's alma mater, University of Michigan. But, it's spring training, so
right.
Nothing to get crazy about.
Right.
But if people are keeping score at home, Mets are 2-1 in spring training. Oh, actually, 2-0-1, because they got the tie yesterday. But I don't think it really matters. It's spring training. As long as the guys – it's only important, for the team to stay healthy and guys who's trying to make the club, they produce. And your guys lost 5-4 to the Phillies yesterday. I don't know if you guys played earlier today, but I know you don't watch spring training, so
you
probably don't know either.
Spring training is a waste of time. I might watch, some of the later games when the season is about to start. But right now, I'm more into the NBA season, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and speaking of which, we're going to shift gears right into the NBA season. They got a big game tonight against the Miami Heat. This time, Amari got help with the newly acquired Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, Carmelo, Stoudemire versus LeBron, Bosch, and
overrated Chris Bosch.
Yep.
And Carmelo Anthony, he injured his elbow in that Cleveland game, but he's expected to start.
Yeah, he's averaging like 27 points so far in the two games with us.
Yeah. Rebounding the ball.
Yeah.
And Billups is playing well, too.
Hey, yeah, 26 points, right?
Yeah, 26 points and, like, what, 7 or 8 assists? Or probably 8 assists. I think he had 8 assists both games, so. Yeah, he's, you know, Billups, you know, he may be 35, but he has a lot in the tank.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, bring us that title.
I hope so.
Eventually.
ESPN game tonight. ESPN game tonight.
Yep. And you know, he probably originally set that game up to see us get our butt kicked. Because for years we couldn't get ESPN games. Because we stunk. We weren't on TNT.
Yeah.
The only way you could see us was on MSG.
Yeah.
But the Knicks are back. They're getting closer.
They're back.
They got ways to go. I mean, they got to play some defense for a change.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they scored 105 points against Cleveland Cavaliers, and they still lose because the other team scored like what 116 points on them.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. They need to bring that defensive intensity.
Yeah, this is the second time we've lost to the Cavaliers this season.
Yep.
Come on now. You can't lose to the Cavaliers. You don't even have LeBron.
I know. That's about you. Sold the words out of my mouth. I mean, like, did they reacquire LeBron James? You know, before they faced us, and then they trade him back to Miami. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. That team is, you know, just dominating us like that.
Yeah.
I mean, when was the last time we beat the Cavaliers?
Man, I can't even remember.
Yeah, because LeBron James and the Cavaliers played against us. He's always, you know, scoring on us.
Yep. I hope that doesn't happen tonight.
Yeah. I mean, it's downright embarrassing.
If he's scoring, then chances are we might lose the game. But, you know, I won't feel too bad if we lose tonight. At least, you know, if Natalie Portman wins an Academy Award, I'll feel better.
And we'll all definitely feel a lot better.
Yeah.
So then, you have any other, you know, predictions?
The Knick Game or Academy Awards?
Both.
Because for the Academy Awards, I think the King's Speech will win Best Film. Natalie Portman won best female performance, female actress, whatever. And I don't know who are the dudes that's nominated for male, best male, but
It escapes me off the top of my head.
I'll be watching that in the Knick game. I want to see what's going to happen in the game because I think the Knick game tonight is a statement game.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be watching that.
Yeah. I'll put my money on the table tonight and say that Natalie Portman wins Best Female. You see, I could bet on Natalie Portman right now, but I can't bet on the Knicks because I don't know what to expect out of the Knicks tonight.
Oh, yeah. Right about that.
Yeah, you know. I don't want to end up losing money like the Mets. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. They had to borrow $25 million from MLB.
Wow, man. Talk about that, man.
It's not a... Man, that's not a good sign, according to Faye Vincent. You know, that's not a good sign as you would expect. One of the, you know, premier franchise in the league, but they're on rough times.
So, $25 million, that's a lot of money. How do you get to pay that back?
Your guess is as good as mine, but I mean they're billionaires, so I know they're going through a lot of rough times, but Maybe they'll find, you know, $25 million under their mattress. Who knows? They are.
You know, go on.
I'm sorry about that. No, I was saying they are millionaires. So I mean billionaires.
Yeah.
So they'll probably, you know, it'll be tough, but they'll find a way to pay it back.
Yeah.
I would assume.
And, you know, I'll just say that, you know, if the Mets were in good financial, if they were in good financial shape right now, he would have a chance to get Pujols. I mean, think about it.
Yeah, but I don't think they will. One, because of the, like you said, the financial situation, and two, Ike Davis, he had a good rookie year. He had a very good rookie year, but ideally, I mean, I would get Pujols and see if we can move Ike Davis to, I don't know, the outfield. But, and again, who knows how well he'll play. It could be like putting Juan Samuel in, or Todd Hundley in center field. I mean,
yeah.
Or even Roger Cedeno over there. So who knows?
Well, yeah, I know the Mets can't get, you know, they can't get Pujols right now. But if they were, you know, financially...
Yeah.
If they were, you know, financially right now, they would get Pujols.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Pujols would give them that Keith Hernandez, you know, power. I mean, well, Keith Hernandez was more of a singles-doubles type hitter. But it would give them, like, a superstar, a star-like player, or like when they got Piazza in 98. That would just change the franchise. Everybody would be like, wow, the Mets is back. It would be like... when the Knicks got Stoudemire or Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
You know, Knicks, I mean, Mets need that. I mean, because I don't see any other veteran out there that who could just instantly impact the Mets and turn them into, like, a legitimate championship-caliber team. I mean, in order for the Mets to be that, they need a lot of stuff to go right.
Yep.
One thing is key is health. And, of course, you know, they got to produce in the clutch and have great pitching, and have Johan Santana miraculously, you know, go back to his old form.
Right.
2008 form. Or I should say 2009 form. Wait.
And they said he should be ready by, like, what, June, July?
Yeah, July most likely.
Oh. No, that's not far away. That's, like, 4 months from now, right?
Yeah, but the Mets gotta, Pelfrey gotta hold, he gotta anchor the rotation as the ace.
Right.
In the meanwhile, and Chris Young and probably Capuano or whoever else, maybe even Mejia. I mean, he pitched in the relief, but he's the top pitching prospect. If he, you know, while people, I mean, he pitched well yesterday in the spring training game. He went two innings, gave up unearned one. But, you know, if the guys, you know, produce, the pitchers, you know, perform, and, you know, the guys, you know, playing, you know, hitting the clutch, and we actually play some defense, you know, we'll be a pretty good team. But that's a lot of ifs.
Right.
And as we've seen in the last, ever since 07, with Mets going if, they all went south, you know. Everything you hoped would happen didn't happen, so.
Right.
You know, you just gotta wait and see, hopefully, that everything turns out well for the organization. Because they're in dire need of help, that's for sure.
Well, you know, it's, don't know what to expect from the Mets this year. I mean, they really didn't do that much in the off season, so.
Yeah, I mean, they got players who had, you know, some success, like Chris Young.
Yeah.
But these guys have been hurt. That's the problem. You know, they haven't played in years, so it's like, you know, you're asking a lot for these guys. I mean, so far they're healthy, so far, but you know, we have to wait and see what's going to happen with these guys.
Right.
You know, I'm being cautiously optimistic. You know, hey, I'm a Mets fan. You know, you got to believe, but, you know, you got to see some results also. So.
Yeah.
I'm cautiously optimistic. Mets fans, I mean, the Mets shouldn't worry about, you know, the diehards. They should worry about the, you know, the bandwagon people who have the money to decide whether they want to go see a Met game or go check out the Yankees win another pennant. So,
yeah,
they just, you know, they that's what they gotta, that's what they're worried about. They're not worried about the diehards because they got us no matter win, lose, or draw. They have us. That's what they, that's what the Mets really need to worry about. And I think that is what who they're worried about.
Yeah.
You got to spend money to get money.
So you got to go to some more games this year at Citi Field?
Yeah, I'd like to. I definitely would like to. I don't know when. It'd be nice to finally see a Subway Series game, but...
Yeah.
You know... I just have to wait and see.
You went to Citi Field, right? You went last year, right?
Yeah, I went one time last year.
Yeah.
It was cool. Unfortunately, we lost. Everything was great except for the fact we lost.
Who were you guys playing?
Astros.
Oh, okay.
Santana didn't have it that game. We lost 4-1 or 4-2.
Oh,
I think it was 4-1. It was a great atmosphere, except... obvious Mets lost that game.
Right. Hopefully, you know, you go to a game this year, maybe possibly against the Phillies, you know.
That'd be cool.
One of those big three Philly pitchers. And
a big four.
Oh, yeah, big four, right.
Hmm.
How about that? Yeah, man, that's... I know the NL East is going to be tough this year.
Oh, it's always tough. The only time it wasn't tough was 06 when the Mets just, you know, dominated and just pretty much bogarted and elbowed everybody out of the way in the division, ran away with the division.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, the division's always usually competitive. Except for these last couple of years, you know, Mets haven't been doing well and... you know, Braves improve it with their pitching, and you know, Phillies just keep on improving.
Right.
So, hey, Mets have a lot of need to hope that, you know, they stay healthy and actually produce. Because even David Wright's getting fed up. You could see David Wright's fed up with all this losing.
Yeah, he might actually be traded. You guys got to watch out.
Nah, David Wright's not going to get traded. He's the only guy I don't think is going to get traded.
No, if he gets, you know, if this continues.
Nah, he grew up a Mets fan. I think he'll definitely retire as a Mets. Anybody else, even Reyes, man, I don't know. But I think Wright's here to stay.
Okay.
Wright's the least of our worries as a Mets fan. Something really messed up would have to go down from now until his free agency for him to want to leave. Man, you know something wrong went down.
Yeah,
I strongly doubt it.
So you think David Wright will? He had a bounce back year last year.
Yeah, He had 29 home runs, knocked in 103 RBIs,
yeah.
297. But unfortunately, he struck out like 150 something times, which he needs to cut down on.
Yeah, he needs to cut down on that.
But yeah, he definitely bounced back from his last year when he 2 years ago, well, 99 season, I should say 2 years ago when he hit what was it, like three something? He's like 305 to 311 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he only hit 10 home runs and knocked in 72 RBIs. So,
yeah.
You know, he bounced back, but, you know, he got to cut down on the strikeouts.
Right. You think what's his name? What's his face? From the Red Sox that you got last year.
Red Sox pitcher?
No, he's a hitter. I forget his name. He was a free agent from the Red Sox.
Which one? That we got, you said?
Yeah. He was with the Red Sox. He became a free agent.
You said we got him?
Yeah.
So
last year. He didn't have a great season. I forgot his name.
How come I don't remember him?
He was with the Red Sox in 2009, and he became a free agent, and you guys got him. He didn't do that great last year. I forgot his name. He's a good hitter.
Oh, a hitter. Oh, Jason Bay.
Jason Bay, there you go.
I thought you were talking about a pitcher, because I'm trying to think, what pitcher are you talking about?
I said hitter.
Yeah, Jason Bay, yeah.
Yeah, Jason Bay.
He needs to bounce back. He hit 6 home runs, maybe knocked in 18 RBIs. I forgot how many RBIs he got. And he had like two home run games. So it's like, if he missed those two games, he would have just ended up with two home runs. So it's like, he's the key to the season, along with Reyes staying healthy, performing.
Yeah.
And, of course, with the pitching staff, they need to stay healthy and produce on a higher level.
Yeah, definitely. Santana's going to be out for a while, so.
Yep. And who knows, he might not even come back for all we know. Humphrey needs to improve on his 15-game win this year. But quickly to the to WWE. Cena, man, I said it, folks, if you listen to the show, you know, one of the Legion of Legends, you know, who listen to the show. Remember I said the only way he could come back against Rock's comments from last week, he had to go word life.
Yep.
He had the rap battle rap like he did back in 2004 to 2002 to 2004 when he used to, you know, go with the rapper gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
For a couple of minutes he went back to that, and I gotta say, Cena, man. I mean, Rock owned them, but Rock owned them, and Cena owned the Rock too. I mean, it's pretty much a draw. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, that was a real impressive rap. I mean, think about it. I mean, the Rock is the greatest, wrestler of all time.
Right.
You can't beat the Rock, on the mic, but. Man, Cena brought his A-game.
Yeah,
that was
Cena.
A vintage, old-school word life battle rap. The only thing that was missing was his old-school word life music.
Yeah.
Theme. After when he stormed off angrily, after he said that, you're always telling the people you love them, and but he's always there every day to show them.
Yeah.
And then he was saying, like, he said something that he... we don't know what you're saying or something like that. And he stormed off. When he stormed off, instead of playing his My Time Is Now, he should have played the word life.
Yeah.
That would have made it more epic.
That was classic.
That was classic. I can't wait whenever Rock come back to, combat that. And maybe the next time they're going to finally, the next time he show up, maybe they'll finally, have a stare down like Undertaker and, Triple H had this Monday night.
Yeah.
When 2/21/11 was revealed, and it was, of course, Undertaker and not Sting. And not to spoil it for the TNA fans who don't know, TNA spoiled, they copied off the whole 2/21/11 with 3/3/11, which is going to debut this Thursday, so check that out.
Copycat.
Yeah. Let's just say they were unoriginal, and they said this was the most shocking surprise of the year, but when you find out what the surprise is, it's not really shocking at all.
Sure. Yeah. Well, just like the WWE return almost.
What you say?
It's almost like Undertaker returning almost.
Yeah. Exactly.
That wasn't a shock.
Yeah, it wasn't a shock because Undertaker comes back a million times. Triple H too, but what's the Undertaker? Undertaker comes back all the time.
Yep.
I mean, we love Undertaker. Undertaker's a legend. Got the greatest intro in WWE history. Probably the greatest gimmick in WWE history. But come on, this guy dies, comes back so many times. We know he's gonna die at least one or two more times in his career. So come on, I mean,
sure.
That big of a deal. But you know what time it is, ladies and gentlemen. Talk more about that next week. I want to thank you, McCauley, for coming on the show.
No problem.
Another edition of Sports Urban Legend. I'm William Ramo. You've been listening to Sports Urban Legend, aka The William Ramo Show. See y'all later. Enjoy your week. God bless you.